The Egyptian army's 48-hour ultimatum to President Mohamed Morsi has expired. The ultimatum called on all parties in Egypt to resolve their conflicts, otherwise the army will impose its own roadmap for the deadlock in the country. Both the army and Morsi said they are ready to die for their causes. Staying with Egypt, Morsi's supporters and opponents have poured into the streets, waiting to see what will become of the political deadlock in their country. Following the expiration of the army's ultimatum, Morsi proposed a coalition government as a way out of the crisis. The army is yet to issue a statement. Meanwhile, Mohamed Morsi's national security advisor says a military coup is underway. The advisor also says the army and police are expected to resort to violence to break up pro-Morsi demonstrations. Meanwhile, reports say the army has imposed a travel ban on Morsi. Pakistan has strongly condemned U.S. drone strikes in the country's northwestern tribal region. Islamabad says drone operations are a violation of Pakistan's sovereignty. This comes just hours after U.S. assassination drones fired four missiles at a house in North Waziristan, killing at least 17 people. Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah has discussed the conflict in Syria with members of the resistance movement. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah says al-Qaeda-linked Takfiri insurgents want to create sectarian divisions between Shia and Sunni Muslims in Syria. However, he says Damascus will eventually end the conflict in a victory. Share prices have plunged in several European countries following the resignations of Portugal's foreign and finance ministers. The Lisbon Stock Exchange's key index plummeted nearly 6%. Germany's blue chip DAX 30 stocks index also shed more than 2%, while Madrid stocks plunged more than 3%. On Tuesday, the plane carrying the Bolivian president from Moscow was denied entry to the airspace of several European countries over suspicions that the fugitive U.S. whistleblower was on board. La Paz says the U.S. was behind the move, and the incident will cause irreparable damage to ties with Europe. And Iran's President-elect Hassan Rouhani says people expect honesty from the government. Speaking to a group of ulema and clerics, he touched on the role of clerics in conveying the people's demands to the government. He also called for political moderation, saying it is necessary for progress.